Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you are a subscriber, thank you. And if not, consider it. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Before I get into any of this plug bullshit, I have to introduce a very special person. Your friend. My friend. Ladies and gentlemen. A guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm jazzy.
Are you? You're jazzy?
Jazzed. Is jazz different than jazzy?
Yeah.
All right, I'm jazzed.
Jazzy is like you're wearing a shirt made out of some material that you don't normally wear. It's got like a paisley pattern to it. It's tucked, almost, you know what? Jazzy is like if you dress like Parker Lewis. You're fucking jazzy at that point. Steven.
Watch Parker Lewis as a kid?
Of course.
I think I saw every single friggin' episode.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Did you have a Parker Lewis shirt?
No, I didn't dress at all like Parker Lewis.
I believe I had one. I had one fucking Parker Lewis shirt. It was a dark day in my history.
Definitely not.
And for the mean things I've said, when my life plays back before me, it's going to linger on that fucking period, I guarantee you. Like a lot of people, they see, graduation day. They see their first time having sex, the time they reeled in the big fish, their first car, their first house, their wedding day, the birth of their kids, and then some other exciting things in between. Me, it'll be the time I beat Zelda when I was a kid, and then nothing but me wearing a fucking Parker Lewis shirt to the eighth grade dance.
Oh my god!
Or whatever the fuck it was. It was like the sixth grade dance. The Parker Lewis shirt was the dress shirt. That's what I thought I had to. I thought I had to wear some kind of a dress shirt. And why not be snazzy like Corin Nemec? Oh, what a mistake. What a
quirky.
Horrendous.
Is it started going by Quirky now. He's Quirky Nemec.
Ugh. Well, anyway, Steve, that's not why we're here. We're here to entertain the masses. When I say the masses, those of you who are on Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow, which is getting a reasonable bit of exposure because we purchased a Facebook ad. And I've purchased Google ads. I've purchased Facebook ads, and I prefer the Facebook ad. It's actually getting people to write to our site to see our shows and to download them and all that happy horseshit, so they can hear us talk about fucking Parker Lewis shirts for 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Steve, it's been a while since we've done a show. We actually did one on Thursday, so I'm lying. I'm just trying
it's
to
been
branch.
Like probably the shortest amount of time since we've done shows in
it's
a
true.
Long time.
I'm just trying to branch away from the goddamn horrendous fashion decisions I made as a guy trying to figure out who I was going to be. And, oh, Christ. If you could selectively erase certain memories, certain things that you've had, let me tell you, my number one choice would be the fucking Parker Lewis shirt. I would erase that from my memory. But instead, I'm actually cementing
it. That doesn't
it.
Sound too bad. I'm sure there's people that would say much worse things in the world. I don't think it's that bad of a thing to say.
It's not. It's just
that should make you happy that that's the thing that you would erase.
I think the thing that you erase has to be because I believe that before you die, you kind of just you run through all your memories, and I think it just flashes before you, and then eventually it all goes fucking dead. Like you're losing all your signals to everything you've held on to throughout a lifetime of living. And there are things they don't want to fucking flash up during that goddamn slideshow. And me wearing a fucking like a borderline early 90s disco shirt, whatever the fuck that is, just terrible. I don't want
to have that. Like real long like a collar that got extra long at the end.
I can't remember it exactly. I know it was tan and had black markings, and I think the pocket was a different color.
Was it like a bowling shirt?
No, that's no.
What he wore?
No, they weren't bowling shirts. They were just like they're almost like cross colors, but made out of some kind of a.
Oh that's right.
A he fucking had like fake silk or some shit.
Didn't he have a shirt that was like camo, but the camo colors were like white? Yeah,
it was like
green, hot pink.
I have to like, look, actually.
Cyan.
I honestly don't think you could get a shirt that didn't look shitty in 1992 or whenever the fuck it was. The
problem was the color schemes.
Go ahead and Google right now Parker Lewis, and you'll see the horrendous bullshit. I mean, yeah, it's pretty fucking bad. It looks like most area rugs.
Oh my God, the third one on the Google search. It's yeah. it's like someone tie-dyed a picture of like the nebula, look, you know, like the crab head nebula.
Like I don't want to remember this. I honestly want to forget this. So Steve, what's gone on since the Thursday night miracle? The rare Thursday night miracle. We did our show on Thursday, posted it on Sunday to a decent response. What's what have you been up to?
I've been watching baseball. I made some ramen tonight, which is, oh my God. Like real, like Japanese from Japan ramen, not brick shit.
Well, as long as it's not Japanese from Paterson, New Jersey, that's good. I'm glad. Like, what's so special about your ramen, Steve? Like, you sounded like you had a mini orgasm describing it to me.
Well, no, like, making it like, you know, the old school way is, you know, the complete opposite of taking a thing, boiling it, and then putting a packet of fucking extra salty salt into it.
Here's the challenge I have for you. Describe the process of cooking ramen without sounding like an asshole who's pretending to be a foodie on his blog. Go.
Okay, well, you gather a lot of ingredients.
Yeah.
Make the broth, then you get the fixins that go on top, and then you make some meat, lots of meat, pork, two kinds of pork, and then you put it all together, but it's actually an involved process that takes about...
It sounds delicious.
2 days.
It sounds delicious. 2 days?
Yeah, because you got to make the broth, and then basically you got to refrigerate it, because there's so much fat in it. Dude, I scooped off, if I had strained it and cleaned it out of all the little nodules, it would have been perfect thing to use as lard. You know, like nice. Straight up old school lard.
I made ramen about 3 weeks ago, and the broth didn't take me nearly as long. Actually, it took me about 1% of the time. Boiled water, and I opened up the flavor pack and threw it in. I didn't bother with the noodles. I just drank it cold after I chilled it.
Did you just eat the brick solid and then snort the flavor pack?
No, the quantity of salt sent me into an outrageous stroke. But they I got my coordination back. I had a full right gaze.
That stuff is so salty, man.
Like my Marichan fucking powder pack, whatever the fuck it is. Is it I don't even know the name of it. Fuck it.
Yeah, Marichan.
Whatever it is. So you made your own, Steve.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Are you going to take a picture of it?
No, because I've already taken enough pictures of ramen.
You know what? I want you to take a picture of it and post it on there. Post it on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
That's the one thing I don't mind. I like pictures of food. I like taking pictures of food. I mean, if it looks good, if it looks interesting, I don't give a shit about your fucking Captain Crunch. But I don't get the people that are so pissed off to see people post about fucking meals they've enjoyed. Meanwhile, they have fucking shoebox greetings quotes every fucking third thing they write.
Yeah, well,
and things with hashtags on fucking Facebook. It really bothers. You know what? I'm not fit for this world. I'm not fit for this world. I should have lived 100 years ago and been murdered by people that are much more fit than me. I should have been naturally deselected 100 years ago. There isn't much that I derive joy from, is what I'm saying, Steve. Ramen, huh?
ramen.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Did you put on your fucking ninja armor, take a bite out of a fucking bell pepper, and start muttering in Japanese as chefs competed in a large stadium?
Yeah, the old school Iron Chef was the best, because I know that's what you're alluding to.
You don't like the guy that's dressed up like a knight at the Roxbury, does a fucking karate chop and a pirouette?
Oh, yeah, well, that's the new guy. He's not the original.
In the words of my uncle, whatever the fuck he does. Yeah, he does like a Liu Kang twist and then a fucking karate chops and then runs away. That guy has the best job ever.
Yeah, and he's done like, you know, like all those like made for sci-fi movies. Like he's in so many of those, but that was back in the 80s before sci-fi was around. And they were called made for TV movies. That guy has been in like every single like...
Wait,
you know,
the new... Supposed chairman?
Chairman.
Chairman of what? Of people that have fucking restaurants that slice things? Yeah. He's the chairman. Oh, watch out. Respectful.
He's the chairman of Kitchen Stadium, I believe.
Wow, look out. Yeah. I didn't know that the original Iron Chef like chewed a fucking bell pepper until I saw a video of it recently on YouTube. And there's just something really creepy about that. Just taking a pepper and biting into it like it's a fucking apple. You ever see people that grab like an onion or a tomato and just start eating it with just chewing into it as if they've just picked an apple off a tree? It really bugs me.
I've done that with an onion myself.
Why? Just to see?
Or just to try it.
To impress friends?
To see how the mouth feel was.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Mouthfeel.
That's a foodie word.
I despise foodies. I really do. I enjoy food. I like people that enjoy good food. I hate people who discuss it as if it's fucking classical music. As if the flavors were layered. Oh, they had an interplay. Did it look good? Was it good? Great. Oh, the lardons were a little too crispy for my liking. Normally, when I summered in the Chinon region of France, I had a less crispy lardon. I can't take it.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I don't even like respected food critics. No, because the only way I think someone should be allowed to be a food critic is if they've like been a chef. Like, I don't think you could be a food critic if you're not, like, a chef.
You could be fat fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
I guess...
can only give two thumbs up to things that taste like the middle of an Oreo. I mean, it just seems like what tastes good or what you like is just a subjective thing.
Well, yeah, it's just like music critics and movie critics and like, video game critics. Like, people like shitty stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just get into it for whatever reason. Doesn't matter if it's food, you know, that fucking people don't like. Some people go to diners and like stuff.
Would you do me a favor? Like, if I start posting videos with excerpts from our show, could you record a video intro of you just like laying on the floor, reaching, grabbing a bell pepper, just biting it, and saying something in Japanese? Would you do that for me?
Yeah, dude, I even know the perfect thing to say.
What's that?
Itadakimasu.
What's that mean?
That means let's eat.
Nice.
And it's like, you know, instead of saying grace...
Wait a minute. Don't you
Japanese
have some weird...
disagree?
Don't you have some weird thing against fucking, like, peppers or something? You don't eat peppers?
Just very few ways I'll eat it. Like, I'm just talking sweet peppers. I'll eat hot peppers. Jalapenos, scotch bonnet, whatever. That's
ghost,
fine.
The ghost chili?
I'll try one. I don't know about one.
I was watching this one video. There's this guy who, he's like a from the earth old guy. You know what I mean? Like, he brags about the quality of his soil and he's like, yeah.
Oh, I think he was in Hawaii, right?
Yes. You saw this too. It was like some fucking shirtless 60-year-old guy who's like in shape. And he's like, yeah, this year is the Butanaga chili, whatever the fuck. He like uses the proper name. And he took a bite out of it and the dude was inconsolable. You couldn't fucking reach him. He was keeled over. Eventually they cut to him just laying on a couch and they ask him if he's okay. He says he might have to go to the hospital.
Actually, he says that a couple times and they just keep filming him. So like, okay.
Yeah, you know.
It's like 3 hours later.
The volcanic content of our soil. Yeah. Goes to Chile. I almost want to fucking see that dude again.
I know.
Actually, if you write search for eating the hottest pepper in the world, and just look for a guy who's in the fetal position on the couch in his fucking plaid pajama pants. It's this dude. I'm gonna just play a couple things from it and just skip around in the video a little bit. It doesn't matter, Steve. We're gonna do that.
India called Zibut Jolokia, or the ghost pepper. It rates at more than 1 million on the Scoville heat scale. 3 times hotter than the habanero. It's about 310 to 330,000 units. This could very well be the hottest pepper in the world because they're organically raised on the north shore of Oahu in the best soil that we've been amending for 12 years.
Yeah.
Hotter and more humid here in Hawaii.
So he's holding the pepper in one hand and then he's holding like a fucking olive fork with the tiniest piece you've ever seen. And that's what he eats. And yeah, dude, he doubles over. He's not doing well.
I need milk. Oh my god.
He's fucking taking a knee.
He's in pain.
So this is 10 minutes later.
He's just on the ground.
It's finally kicked.
Jamie, how do you feel? Talk to the camera.
I kinda
Jamie?
I can't talk.
Okay.
Yeah, the best is when he's on the fucking couch, which is, I think, right next to this, next to that clip right here.
Hey, Jamie. How are you feeling?
I don't feel good. It's like 30 minutes later.
Oh, man.
Look at all my veins are popping out.
Do you want a shot of tequila?
No.
No, you sure?
Uh-uh.
It's a $250 bottle. No?
I can't even do it. I'm dying. I might have to go to the emergency room. I'm not kidding.
Jamie. How do you feel after retirement?
I may have to go to the hospital.
Are you serious? Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you, YouTube. Anyway, I just thought of that. So you'll eat any hot pepper. You'll try it out. But a bell pepper is your undoing.
It's not like it affects me. I just don't. I would not never eat one fresh. You know, like you see people with Hidden Valley Ranch and they're dipping.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Take a slice of a bell pepper and eat it in front of Stephen the LARPer.
No, I don't care if you eat it in front of me. It's not like it disgusts me. It's just when I eat it myself.
Stephen the LARPer doesn't like it when I take a bell pepper and dip it into my Hidden Valley Ranch honey pot between my legs. Reason I wear underpants is to keep the Hidden Valley Ranch inside. Hidden Valley Ranch, you dip your pepper spears into my honey pot. Awful. Sorry. So, I don't know why you won't do it, but I think you're a bitch. I think it's a delicious vegetable. You should do it. You should try and eat it and enjoy it. What happened to you that you don't like it?
No, I just do not like the flavor.
Interesting. So, an Iron Chef, you are not. You are absolutely not. No. Steve, what's going on with you? What's new in the world?
Following some crazy baseball.
Yeah.
Watching some shitty football where everyone complained about the refs, and now that the new refs are back, all the teams that everybody cheered for are now losing.
Yeah, I like how they had a big welcome back party for the fucking refs, and then like minutes later, the drunk asshole was in cross color makeup with half his face painted one color, half the other, just screaming at the refs. Again, it doesn't take long. Dude, we need the real refs. Oh, who gives a shit?
Now, hold on a second.
Did you give a fuck? I didn't care.
No, I mean,
up in arms. Oh, the fucking catch! I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Nothing really affected the Giants. I mean, I'm a Giants fan. I'm not a huge football fan, but
sure.
You know, cheer for the Giants. Cheer against the Cowboys. I just don't like the Cowboys.
Why don't you like the Cowboys? What's
It all started back in the 80s with Troy Aikman and Michael Irving, and I hated Michael Irving because he was a dirty-ass fucking player, and I don't know. I didn't like Troy Aikman because there were so many people that became Troy Aikman fans from New Jersey. Meanwhile, we have the Giants, like, literally 20 minutes from where I live, and people are Dallas fans when you were born here and raised here. I mean, fine, you can like your own team or whatever, but really? Dallas?
Yeah, I don't get it. I hate when people...
I think it's mostly the girls, though, because there's mostly girl Dallas fans, I've noticed. And I think a team gets one good-looking guy that's semi-credible as a quarterback, because, you know, running backs and whatever don't
get much. So you think the broads like Tony Romo? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really? I have no idea. I have no finger on the pulse of who the broads want to fuck.
See... And you don't see any of the women with an Eli Manning jersey. They all have, like, you know, the big, huge, ripped black guys that are on the team.
Yeah, with the JPP.
Justin Tuck, Victor Cruz. Like, that. Those are all the girl jerseys. And then you only see, like, the fucking fat white guys with an Eli Manning jersey.
A guy that'll play cornhole after drinking fucking 16 Miller Lights at fucking 11 a.m. in the parking lot. He'll wear the Eli jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
His fucking girlfriend's wearing some ripped black dude. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why I like baseball.
And her mom is wearing a Jesse Armstead jersey.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to judge football fans for, you know, by their jersey, but baseball fans? I mean, I guess if someone's, you know, wearing a fucking Michael Vick jersey, which I've seen at Walmart, actually. But I've seen people wearing Mike Vick jerseys. Like, how the fuck do you really cheer for that dude?
Why not? The guy did his time.
Okay, but
Ray Lewis didn't spend a fucking day in jail. He murdered people. Fucking Mike Vick drowned a couple dogs. Boo-hoo. He went to jail for it.
Yeah.
It's over. People wear Ray Lewis jerseys and nobody looks the other way. If they're like, oh, he's a good player. He's on every play. Oh, wherever the ball is, it's where Ray Lewis is. Yeah, except if the ball happens to be in the clutches of the person he killed. He's not really there, is he? No. Yeah. But, oh, Mike Vick killed a puppy. He killed a dog, so he's the villain. And
yes, he is.
And fuck him. But meanwhile, he served a sentence for that crime.
Right? Yeah, well, so did Plaxico Burress, but he's still an idiot for shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah, that's true.
So that doesn't
but goddamn,
make
he was good.
Michael Vick not a shitty person. Yeah, but choose someone else to cheer for.
Here's the thing. If he got out of jail and was fucking just throwing goddamn, driving down the parkway or to going to Philly from New York, just throwing puppies out of the fucking driver's side window, saying, fuck you guys, do something about it.
I think I saw videos from Iraq where they did something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's they? Like, our troops are fucking just gunning dogs out of the fucking Humvees? Who?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Tough. I don't blame them.
What kind of dogs, though? What kind of dogs? Was it a pit bull?
No, they were like fucking little golden retriever puppies.
Where are they getting golden retrievers in fucking Iraq?
Dude, you should see how many dogs they have in Iraq and Afghanistan.
There's a guy I know and he lives in Iraq. He's been there his whole life and he has a dog. You know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing something that has like splotchy hair and fucking razor teeth, with fucking multiple spider bites in its eye. I'm not picturing fucking Marley and me.
Dude, the Middle East. There's lots of dogs and cats among Middle Eastern people.
I didn't know.
Absolutely.
I have no worldview. That's what you need to know listening to this show. No worldview, and I just don't think that golden retrievers would enjoy the Middle East. I don't think they would. So maybe the troops who are throwing them from the vehicles are doing a service. I mean, they're trying to put fucking, ski slopes in the whatever the fuck country people think they want to go to, but there's no way you should ever go there because people still get beheaded there.
Turkey?
Not Turkey. I can't even think of what the fuck it is. Dubai.
Oh, God.
Yeah, people are like, oh, Dubai, it's happening. It's like Vegas in the Middle East. I'm like, we have Vegas in America, so that's good enough.
You know something that's really, really disgusting about Dubai? There is no sewer system.
So how do they, what do?
They vent it all into the fucking ocean.
They vent,
and they dump fucking shit. There's been pictures on the internet, and you'll see like real deal like dump trucks, like fucking waste management big trucks, 300 of them parked on the side of the street, wow, all fucking dumping shit in the same place.
How long do you think you could last in one of those outfits that the men?
Oh my god! Well, if it was a colder place, probably all year. But dude, if it got like over 80 degrees, how the fuck could and you stink of garbage? And you have a full fucking like canvas suit on that'll soak up any smell of garbage whatsoever.
It's not canvas. Jeez, it's like a cotton sheet. It's gotta be nice.
Whatever. It's
like a nightgown. It's flowing.
It'll still balls suck up all the smell.
Like your balls descend a fucking half centimeter every year. By the time you're fucking 42, you have a foot long sack just fucking whacking you in the knees. And you can put gold rings around it. Whatever you want to do to keep it ornate and nice. I don't know.
I don't know if I would really like that.
And you wouldn't like that? I would like to have a nice long sack as an old man. I don't know why. I think you have to. It's a rite of passage.
I think that's a bad sign of health.
It is? Really? I don't know.
Yeah, like a fucking distended fucking testicles.
I hope that when I'm old and they have to... I hope I live to be old. So that I can die an old man and have my old man balls draped out of the casket. Because I will have an open casket. And I just want them to drape out of the casket in such a way that people don't know that they're balls. Maybe that's like a long hanky or part of the satin liner that just got out of whack. I want it to come like up a little bit and just go over my elbow out of the fucking top half of the box. I'm not for that full casket thing. I want to have my little wooden blanket covering my leg and my... I said leg singular because I'm planning on losing one. And I want to have that lower half covered. I think you just look awkward when it's fully open. No one needs to see your dress shoes that you haven't fucking worn. Or they just bought for you because you're not a dress shoe kind of guy. Or your slippers because you're just fucking home and they want you to be comfortable. I don't want to see that. I just want to be covered up halfway and my fucking balls that are my old man balls dangling out of the open half. So that when people come up to that little kneeler and pretend to pray while just staring at how bad my fucking face looks and how plastic my fucking skin is, maybe my plastic ball sack brushes their knuckles, their fake praying knuckles.
Put it right at eye level, right at that little bench. Just have your balls fall out right there.
Can you tell that I've been to another wake? Can you tell, Steve?
I guess. I've been to too many myself.
I've been to quite a few, and I just went to one last night for my great aunt who passed away.
Sorry to hear.
She's very old, was very old. And
that's good to hear.
And when you say I'm sorry to hear about your loss, like when you do that, you go through the line, and they say, well, you know, they're at peace now, and they, you know,
no, they're like, dead.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, yeah, I think being dead kind of could be at peace, right?
Dead is only at peace if your life sucked to begin with.
Well.
Or you were in a lot of
pain.
It's
not like she said, at least finally she's at peace. Like her whole life has been miserable. She said, at least she's at peace. And I found out why. It's because, and this is horrible, but apparently towards the end, lost her sense of vision, lost her sense of hearing, wasn't really mobile, kind of just wherever she was. And, you know, like senseless. Maybe you could talk. I don't know. But you can't hear it.
Wait, were you close with this great aunt?
Not really, unfortunately. No. I mean, it was my grandmother's sister.
Sister.
Yeah. And I was very close to my grandmother. But not so close with this sister that she had. And, you know, that's just how it played out. But you hear shit like that and you try to put... Whenever I hear of an affliction, I don't know if you do this... Whenever I hear someone's plight, I instantly try to put myself in that situation. Like I pick, like when someone says, "Oh yeah, she's blind and deaf," I take away my sense of vision and hearing for like 3 seconds to imagine the fucking hell that would be. What do you have to fucking rely on for any input? Touch? Taste?
Yeah.
Smell? You're old, you don't have a sense of smell. I'm convinced there's a fucking small shelf life on the sense of smell. I think by the time you hit 70, you're fucking 20% what you were ever given in sense of smell. You burn that shit out. By the time you're fucking 90, it's like negative 6. You owe sense of smell at that point. You can shit yourself and have no fucking idea. No idea. Someone could serve you a lasagna, a meat lasagna, where the meat is actual shit, and you'll poke it and say, it looks all right. And you'll probably taste it, and then you'll spit it out. Because I don't think taste goes away, but I think smell definitely does.
You know, I think you're right, because I think that may explain the whole science behind old lady smell.
Yeah.
Like the ladies that just like take a bath in whatever that goddamn... same scent. They all had the same scent somehow.
Yeah, it's. I think it's if the car manufacturer or the car air freshener manufacturers had a pine tree that smelled like perfume. It smells like it would smell as much like perfume as the new car scent smells like a new car.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it is. It's their it's their best approximation of what perfume should smell like, and I think it's their insurance policy against old lady smell. But it ends up just becoming what we think old lady smell is.
Yeah.
They're like, well, someone told me I stunk, and they're very close to me, and they cared about me, so I better just double down on the fucking liquid powder. Whatever the fuck that smell is, it's just hideous.
Liquid powder.
That's all, it's got to be. It smells baby, like...
liquid baby powder.
Baby powder and potpourri and vinegar. Yeah. Just stir it up and mist it all over your fucking... your aging cobweb lady parts. Ugh.
You know what? Yeah. That's I think the one smell that just makes me almost wretch.
What if we filled a bell pepper?
Oh my
with
god!
Old lady
perfume. I would probably puke instantly by smelling the combination of those two things.
God damn it! You know what? I mean, who's using a fucking old lady's vagina? Nobody. And as they get old, it just becomes just damper and duskier. It's like your crawl space.
You know, do you really think about these things?
I do. Because, okay, here's the thing, Steve. When you smell old lady smell, what do you think?
You think, oh, fucking old lady fucking smells.
Right?
Yeah.
I think of, why the fuck does this lady smell like that? Oh, she hasn't seen her vagina since Carter was fucking elected. And she's been just spritzing herself because she can't really get into a tub and get out of it. So there's calculated fucking... things that she's there's a strategy to being an old lady. You don't want to slip and fall in a tub. You don't want to lose your pride and have some fucking Jamaican just yell at you for being forgetful. You forget. You're supposed to take the red one. Muriel, you're supposed to take the red one. Who wants to get yelled at by some fucking islander? And by the way, that's living with you and acting like it's their fucking house. I've seen this happen. I've changed the name to protect the innocent, but it just fucking terrible. Yelling at my other great aunt, this fucking Jamaican. Just ordering.
You have a Jamaican great aunt?
No. I had a great aunt who was being cared for by a Jamaican who would just order QVC packages to the house and fucking yell at her for dropping things. It was terrible. You just dropped it! And, it was hideous. Horrible memories. So you don't want that. You want some kind of pride. So you're just like, well, okay, if I go into the shower, I may fall. And then I'll have to have the Jamaican nurse berate me for not eating all my pudding. So I'm going to stop that. But I know that old people smell because when I was younger, I remember old people smelled. And I'm old now, so I better just cover it with some kind of smell good stuff. Let me find something that smells... This looks like a pretty bottle. I don't know. It's got one of those poofy little rubber things with a hose on it. Those little rubber nozzle things. Let me just aim it at my face. I'll get my wrist.
An atomizer.
I'll get my wrist with the atomizer. And you know what? Calculated risk. I don't know how it smells. I haven't seen it since Jimmy Carter took the presidency. I better spray it down there, too. Just fucking spray it into the goddamn cobwebby crotch and hope for the best. And then here comes Steve the LARPer pushing his way past her and then making comments about how bad she smells. She's just trying to keep her pride. She's trying to keep her self-respect. And she's trying not to be smelly. But she's still smelly. And you point it out to her. And you're a rotten person.
I wouldn't say it to her.
You wouldn't?
No.
I think at a certain point in your life, you were mean enough to do that. You probably would have for laughs.
I probably would have at a certain point in my life, but that's a long time ago.
It's true. I probably would have too. And you know what? It's those moments that that are going to have me paying for it later. I know it. Even if there's a heaven or a hell or there isn't, in some way I will pay for my mistakes. I know it. And if that has to be a little bit of a lingering on the memories of me in a Parker Lewis shirt as my life flashes before me, then that's just how it's got to be. I'm sorry. That's how it's going to have to happen. So, yeah, another wake going in there, that fucking smell.
And the music doesn't help.
Oh, yeah, just the it's light, just like the they light try to... music being piped in.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. It's like Sirius Channel 138, The Dead, or something, like, or Condolences, a Sirius XM channel called Condolences, where it's just fucking miserable, macabre, fucking terrible, not really making it feel better music. And our buddy Clayton from Texas says his wife is at a funeral right now. Yeah, it's awful. Now, there's the wake, Steve. And then there's the funeral. And I never go to the funeral.
Funeral's better than the wake. I'll go to funerals.
I know. I go to the goddamn wake, and I never go to the funeral. I don't know.
No, you're doing it backwards, son.
But you got to take off of work to go to the funeral. You can go after work, pop in, fake pray, and say, I'm sorry, and catch up with a few people, and then fucking peace out. And then go ditch the spirits. At a diner, apparently. It's what you have to do. I don't know if you know that, Steve, but that's what we do. 316-768-4472. That is our phone number, people, if you catch us live on a Tuesday night. That's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with, I believe I hung up on Steve, but I can get him back. Who's this?
This is Clayton in Texas. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy? By the way, Bug Zapper Radio, Wednesday nights, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. On HeroesTalk.com. How you doing, bud?
No, not too bad. It's been kind of a weird couple days or whatever, but I'm the backup on Bug Zap Radio. I had a fantastically deep conversation with my dad, and so I got a whopper of a show lined up for tomorrow.
Oh,
so
no.
If you ever wanted to know. If you ever want to know how you learn, or like, we're going to talk about the value of money and where it comes from, and where we learn it, and why we learn it, and this is going to go deep, dude. I stirred up some shit that I had no idea.
Oh shit!
That I would be doing, and no, all for the good, absolutely all for the good. But I just, you know, hey, you know, you start talking shit, and you know, you remember this, and then next thing you know, we're leading into this. Deep conversation, which I'll that's all I'm going to preface. So I'll leave it for tomorrow.
Okay.
But if you get, you know, if I listen to this, tomorrow,
yeah,
tune in. We're going to talk about money and what it does to us and shit. So
it's going
to
be live on Heroes Talk, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss it, it's available for download on HeroesTalk.com.
Here I am dropping all these plugs. We're going to do a second show. I've just got to get everything lined up. It's going to be a totally different. So. Yeah, I'll fill that in on Bug Zapper. Anyway, you're talking about funerals. My wife is at a funeral right now. A friend of hers that she's known, a little bit younger than her.
Jesus Christ.
That she's known basically her entire life. I got home from work on Friday a little early, and apparently my sister-in-law or whatever was trying to get a hold of me to kind of warn me ahead of time, but she didn't. And I walk in the house. We all walked in the house about the same time, and I walk into the back of the room, and my wife, I hear my wife starting to cry, and I go, you know, and then it goes from like crying to this wailing to this, I'm on the floor, Wow. And I walk, you know, kind of course the boys are freaking out, like, why is her mother on the floor? And I walk in there and find out that that her really, really, like I said, long childhood friend or whatever had been murdered.
What?
And by her husband.
Oof.
And he apparently, and found out too that I did not know this, that her husband's a guy that my mother and I played soccer with. All we've known since we were boys.
Jesus.
And they were estranged. He was like, you know, he apparently was an asshole or whatever, but that's here nor there. And she was at a guy's house, and apparently other friends of Erica's who don't know her were friends with the guy. And he said, no, they weren't sleeping together. He was just being a friend. She just needed a place to crash, and so she was sleeping on his fucking couch, and the guy just broke in, shot them both.
Oh.
And turned it on himself.
Oh, he did it to him, and he killed himself, too.
No. I don't know if he's dead. Last I heard, he was in critical condition. And the best thing I can hope for is that if he does survive, I said, why would you survive? Because you say, going to Texas, you're just getting the chair. You know?
Yeah.
So what you didn't do, the state of Texas will finish off, you know, so it's like no problem. But she's leaving behind two little boys or two boys. I don't know how little they are. But I don't think they're big. I know that for a fact. And it just has devastated my in-laws and that family because they knew her real well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just, you know.
What a fucking selfish piece of shit that guy is.
Well, you know.
I hope he lives. I hope he lives, and I hope he gets to appeal for fucking years and then gets killed.
Right, you know, that you still got to ride that lightning or whatever, but...
ride the lightning.
There you go. No, but to make it even a weirder story is this gentleman that I've known, he had a brother. And we were all about the same age. And his father was a principal of a school. So he had two sons. And the other son, years ago, knocked up a girl and was intending to marry her, but his dad said no, that he couldn't. For some reason, I don't know the goddamn. And he turned and he killed himself for it. So the man had two sons, and they both turned guns on themselves.
He killed himself because his dad said, "Don't marry her."
Yeah, there was.
You know what? You know what? The guy, if you kill yourself over that, you're gonna eventually kill yourself over something else.
Right. That's how I see it.
So I mean, at least it was only him.
You know, right. I kind of feel like if you've got that if you've got that bullet in the chamber, like if you've got that in you, like to kill yourself in the slightest little bit of difficulty, I don't know that wouldn't happen. But to go in and murder your wife, you know, you say, oh, I think she's cheating on me or whatever, and to not even know, just to kind of slip, you know. And so my wife, of course, comes up to me and says, you know, if you ever have a problem? I said, no, I looked at her straight in the face. If I ever hated you that much, I'd just leave. why would I do that? You know, like my life's fucked up. If I'm that angry at you, I'm just gonna leave because I'm like, I can always start another life, do something else. If I shoot you,
I can always start another life.
Yeah.
Well, even if I shoot you, I'm going to prison, and at a bare minimum, you know. And so I don't, you know. And I, at that point, you know, I always think of my sons first.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want them to just be
yeah,
bad
I mean,
enough to not
you're,
have.
And you have that base where you realize that it's not a good move. It's not going to show anybody anything. It's just going to make people think what an asshole you are. Like the guy who killed himself because his dad wouldn't let him marry somebody or said don't he not even that he wouldn't let him just said don't, and the guy's like, fuck you, dad, fuck you. Well, probably not that many shots, right. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Just made sure every one of his toes popped off before he did it.
Right Everything the house was rigged and shoot multiple times. No, but
I wanted to be the thimble.
It's disgusting because it's like I've always said, like there's just certain decisions in your life you just can't fuck up, and the idea of taking a gun like and just murdering somebody just because they slighted you for some reason, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's like I said, Eric and them are pretty tore up. I know that they're probably out drinking right now just to kind of
you numb know, it.
hey, I think we're, you know, to kind of drown it out a little bit.
So there's nothing worse than a young person funeral, too. That is the worst. When it's an old lady, an old man, they lived a life, you know, nobody even shows up. Like seven people in the fucking place talking about, you know, the Giants game. Fucking,
right.
Like, they walk past the goddamn corpse and to go through the greeting line. They're like, oh, shit, I better go back and fake pray.
Or Ken, even when there's a lot of people and they say some horrible shit like, hey, he lived 80 years, and then some asshole in the back, I'd take it.
Yeah, I did that too, though. I do that.
I would take that.
I'd take that.
I would take it.
93 years, fucking no pain, fuck it, I'd take it. And then, like, in the next room, it's like a kid who got killed on a dirt bike or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it.
No, definitely wouldn't take that. I'd take this, though. I'd take this. Friendless at 87 in a pine box. All alone.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, you're all alone now, so it's like, I'd just be old and all alone. So. Yeah. No, but man, being all alone, my dad, you know, like well, of course your dad's a little bit older than mine. Mine's, you know, in the mid-60s now, and I think his whole thing is, as you get older and watching he watched his parents die, is that you want to be as healthy. You don't mind. He's like, if I have to be sick, that's fun thing, but I want my mind, but I want to at least be able to have an encouraging word every night, even though I know that I'm a burden at some level, just so that I can, if you came over, I could be nice, or at least be humble enough to kind of give you an encouraging word, a smile or something, then it would be okay to me. If I was just in bearable pain or just an intolerable prick, then it would be, you know, that would be worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse than the old person who's just fucking crabby, just fucking miserable. Fucking legs, my fucking legs.
Like, no, that's kind of funny.
We don't want you just wheel him into the center of the room and just say, well, really, look, ask him about his guy. Shoes. Ask him if his shoes fit. Do your shoes fit? Ah, oh, my shoes, my fucking shoes. Fuck, I can't even fucking tie them. Just a drunken crowd laughing at this old man's fucking demise. Hideous.
What is it? You know, it's okay. The joke is to, I realize that Opie and Anthony, they're not funny, but Opie said something one time and he fucking hit the, we always hear the disasters, but we never hear the time where somebody died that we're all thankful they're dead. You know, oh, it's this tragedy and these thousands of people are dead, but there's at least one or two people in there that, oh, thank Christ they're dead, you know?
Yeah, I mean, think about, like, I hate to say this because it is family, but blind, deaf, not able to get around. Yeah. I think somebody probably in at least a couple of weeks will say, you know what, life's a little bit easier now.
Yeah, well, like right at last Christmas, a guy, you know, he's in his early 50s. He had twin daughters. You know, juniors in high school, he died of basically cancer.
Shit.
And we went to the funeral, and he'd been battling it for a year and a half. And it was weird. My brother, you know, not, of course, my brother's an asshole, but he's sitting there going, like, why are these people kind of smiling? And so I don't get it, you know. And I said, well, man, you know, in some ways, for some of these people, it's kind of a relief that it's over.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want him gone, but goddamn, you know, with this whole, like, you know, dead, those shit, and doctors and shit just nonstop, you know.
Dude, I go to work, I come home, there's a fucking plate in the sink. My fucking night is ruined. Can you imagine going to work, coming home, and now you have to fucking take care of the every whim of someone who's sick, and you don't know if they're going to make it, or you know they're not going to make it?
Yeah, we're deep down inside, you know, it's over, but you're trying to stay positive. You're
trying
for
the to make kids, it so you dignified. You know, you're trying to make it nice for the person or give back. Maybe they, you know, sacrificed for you and now it's your turn. You know, they did something for you. They raised you. And now now you kind of owe it to them to take care of them and look after them. But you know, it can't be, I mean, you want to do it, right? But it can't just be fucking something you're like, well, you know, thank God that I'm able to do this because they did so much for me. There are days, there have to be days where it's like, motherfucker. Just eat the fucking salad, okay? I get it. It's shitty. Just eat the fucking salad. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Tim.
Shut up. Oh, the shoes again. The fucking shoes. Yeah, just put them on. Shut up.
Look, dude, I have kids. I love them with every ounce of my being. But today, I fixed spaghetti, meatballs, and one of them wants a bag of Cheetos. I'm looking at if I could chop him in the throat right now. You know, I could just cut him down. You know, you're just like, man, I just want to beat the fucking shit out of you right now, but I love you. And, you know, you're just, oh, my God, you know. Yeah, you know, you want them to be dignified, and then you got the fear of, like, they're the breadwinner, and you don't really have a job, and all of a sudden, you know, he was making a six-figure income, and all of a sudden now you and your daughters don't have any fucking way of making any income, so you got to be a beautician, and you're scared, what the fuck am I going to do with the rest of my damn life?
Fuck.
You know. There's some fucking scary shit, you know, that you know, a pending death, there's so much shit that goes into it. You know, like I say, somebody old, 85 years old, he ain't leaving anybody in the fucking lurch.
No.
You know?
No. They've all figured it out at that point. They don't want your fucking, your crotch blanket, your fucking broken glasses that you used a paper clip to keep the left arm on. They don't want your fucking remote control with the protective plastic still on it, with the plastic on it that was on it since 1985. It's a fucking Sanyo. Oh. Let it rot, okay? Oh, you could get a new one.
I always call it like, hey, do you want any of this? I'm looking. This is all garage sale shit. I don't want any of this.
No.
And I finally had a realization. I was watching he's retired now, but my old boss is in the 70s, mid 70s now. And he was going through all his old pictures and shit like that, you know, like in the 50s and the 60s. And he was digitizing them. And I was proud of him, man. You know, you do what you need to do to whatever. Well, then I've had them on my computer and I got them backed up. Do you think I should have them backed up more? And this and that. Well, I'm looking at him. I said, brother, look, let's be honest with you. You got what? Let's pick a number. You see, you got 1,000 pictures. You got a son and a daughter. They could give a shit of maybe 4 or 5 of them. The rest of the people in there, they don't know who the fuck they are. Even if they do, they already got 3 or 4 pictures of them. Yeah. So you got 1,000 pictures. David will take 5. You know, your other daughter will take 5, and then the next generation, they don't give a fuck about those. You know, so
going through
spending all the thought and effort to keep the shit in another generation, no one even knows who the fuck you are.
Yeah, my grandmother had gone to a shitload of weddings, and I know this because she had the picture, the thank you picture, the favor, whatever it was from every wedding I guess she ever went to. And we're looking at this shit, and we're like, God, look at this guy. This guy's wearing fucking suspenders and a fucking flannel shirt, or this guy is, you know, this guy's holding a fucking gun or whatever. Like, you know, it's just a range of different people, and I didn't know any of them. I didn't know any of them, but if she was here, she'd be like, oh, that's fucking Tuckahoe Jimmy. And he's from Tuckahoe, and we used to fucking play bocce ball with him, or whatever. Oh, that's Millie. That's Aunt Millie's son, so and so. And I'm like, oh, well, great. I don't know fucking any of them. At this funeral last night, I remember just glimpses of people, mere flashes of having met them throughout my life. I know nothing about them. I don't know any preferences of theirs. If you told me to name one thing this person likes, I would just have to guess fucking ravioli, because they're Italian. I would just have to guess fucking bolognese sauce. That's all I would have. I would have no favorite show, no fucking what they do, no job, nothing. I have nothing. I don't know them.
I'm not going to know the
people from fucking 1910 who were wed and had fucking 38 kids, because that's what they did.
Yeah, right. What am I supposed to do with this? Hang it up? Oh, so some of your family members, who? I don't fucking know.
I had six people say, hey, we're...
Frame.
I had six people last night say, hey, we're cousins. Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, wonderful.
What am I supposed to... Or better yet, when my grandfather died... grandfather, grandmother, they both died within about 10 days of each other. It doesn't really matter. Is it when his younger brother, his youngest brother, the one in his early 60s, came down, whatever, it's funny. He was just people remarking, they're saying stuff and not really thinking about what it means. Like they'll say, "Yeah, I haven't been down here in 35 fucking years," and then you go, "You motherfucker, he's lived here his entire life. It means you haven't come down to visit your brother in 35 fucking years."
Yeah, man.
Well, you know what? And that's what my uncle and his son was in there going. He got offended by it. He didn't, of course, he didn't say, he had the common decency not to say anything. He turned to me and goes, "You don't realize?" I said, "I know exactly what, you know." He said, "Yeah," he's really remarking about smile, like, "Yeah, man, this place would have changed 35 years." I'm like, "You cocksucker. Like, you didn't think, you didn't even, you live in the same state. You live like 4 or 5 hours away." I mean, I understand, you know, every couple years or something, like you get busy and shit, like, but 35 fucking years? Like,
Jesus Christ. Fucking, well, 35 years is ridiculous. You can't get a weekend to drive, and you said it's 4 hours away.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours. It's not like he lives, like, you know, in Maine or something. But even still, it's one of those things that, like, take, like, every now and then. And people don't think about it. He's proud of, like, the fact that, yeah, you know, it's been this long or whatever. And I'm like, wait a minute, so you only come to visit him when he's dead?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why'd you do it now? Why'd you bother now?
Guilt, man. Well,
that's part of it. Yeah.
And that, what it made me realize, is I have cousins, like, and that I was close to, and that I give a shit. Like, I give a shit what happens to them, but I don't give a shit enough to get in the car and drive 4 hours and go visit them. Not that I want to be rude or whatnot. I really do genuinely give a shit. It's busy.
Yeah.
And I always send an email back and forth every now and then, a text message. Somebody's getting married, and so I'll see them. Hey, we should get together more often. We say that casual bullshit that
we got to stop meeting at these things. It's terrible. We always
blah, blah, blah. That line is said at every funeral. And you know why?
Meeting you like this all the time.
There's a good reason, because most people, like Clayton said, like, all right, you give a shit, but you don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's my niece that lives in Pennsylvania, you know, like 3 hours away. It's her first softball game. I'm not driving out 3 hours to see her first softball game. You know, but, like, I have relatives who die, you know, 8-10 hours away, and everybody comes to go, you know, to the funeral.
Yeah.
See, like, it's like you have absolutely no other chance to go see them, and you're brushing off the fact that they're dead. They're like, yeah, I saw them at their funeral.
Yeah.
Well, don't you have you have relatives that go to every fucking family reunion. I've got an uncle that goes to all that bullshit.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel guilty for not going. But then, okay, from 18 and younger, I was forced to go to everything. Because I'm living in my parents' house. I ride in the car. What do they want from me? Once I graduated and moved on, I could give a fuck. And as I get older, my give a fuck is increasing so dramatically that I have first cousins I lived down the street for. He got married. I didn't go to the wedding.
Jesus Christ.
You lived down the street?
Well, no. Well, I mean, he doesn't now.
That sounds so fucking bad.
He lived in my... Well, no, like, the reason I... He didn't... His family shunned my wedding in a very nonchalant way. So it's my personal way of saying, fuck you.
And did I come he invite to find you, out,
Of course he did. In fact, my brother was supposed to be in the wedding, and then my brother kind of fucked you him too, just kind of like, whatever, you know. And it's just, I get it now. See, I get it now. I always joke about being 35 and understanding. Like my dad and his family are strange. My grandfather, I don't know anybody. Like my grandfather, it was it. There was no other family. He basically stuck a middle finger at the rest of his family, his brother, and they said, fuck you, and they all went their separate ways and never talked to each other.
Jesus Christ.
Never. What I mean, like, the kind of, when I say, like, some kind of, like, to piss you off so much that you, not only do you not talk to him, nobody goes to funerals, nobody, nothing. Like, I didn't even know these people exist, and luckily, I did some kind of weird searching and found some of them. I don't give a fuck, but, you know.
Yeah.
You find them, and you're like, whatever. But it's funny how, like, we just, the give a fuck just, whatever.
Next time you're at a wake, look around and take note of the guy who looks like Tommy Lee Jones. It seems like everyone I've been to, there's a guy who looks like exactly like Tommy Lee Jones. And it's a different guy every time. Every single time. He may be greeting you at the door. He may be one of the grievers. He may even be in the box. But at every wake, there's a guy who looks like Tommy Lee Jones. Guaranteed.
You know, I can't speak for a funeral necessarily, but on a wake, every wake I've ever been to, there's always at least one person that makes it about them.
Yeah.
Like, at least one. Like, this one guy gets up there, and if he gave a performance, I can't even say it's a fucking speech. He gave a performance. The reason I'm saying is because the first thing he said is he's been spending the last 4 or 5 years in acting school. And then he starts talking and talking about his friend. You're like, okay, well, is this a performance? I mean, if you'd have left out that phrase about acting, we might have believed this. You know? But, oh, my God. It was the William Shatner version. Oh, it was horrible.
Nice.
Oh, it was horrible. Is this what you thought of your friend? Fuck.
But, Aunt Esther, why? Did you have to leave so soon?
Oh.
You meant everything.
Oh, dude.
Me.
And he double clutched. He grabbed his hair. Oh, it was.
He double clutched.
Oh, my God.
Dude, if I could have had video of that, and it's awake, if I could have had video, it would go viral.
Did he adjust his tie, too?
Oh.
Like a fucking Catskills comic, not doing too well, with a cane, spinning a cane and adjusting his fucking tie.
Oh, yeah, and we're in a church, and he has to be the one guy that he has to drop an F-bomb. I'm so fucking scared. Like, okay, all right, we get it.
He's so riddled with emotion that he let his filter down.
Right.
Do you understand?
I let my filter down, and my depth of emotion for this friend of mine, it can be summed up
I'm
with
so
a fuck word. You know?
Fucking scared! Shut up.
You piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Here we are, supposed to be morning, and we're just like judging. Of course, I'm horrible. I judge everybody.
You think he drove home, and he just looked in the rear view, caught a view of himself, goes, nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Gave himself a high five in the rear view.
Oh, I had a meeting in the palm of my hand. It was fucking fantastic. Yep. They believed every word of it. We're all sitting in the parking lot. What a douchebag.
Yeah. And then he crashed his car, fucking tumbled off of a goddamn overpass, and nobody spoke at his funeral.
Oh, God. Yeah, and nobody's going to his wake.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much, Clayton, for calling in. I really, really appreciate it. Bug Zapper Radio tomorrow night. That's Wednesday nights on HeroesTalk.com, 10:30 Eastern time. Okay? It's a good goddamn time. You'll use both sides of your brain. You will. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Steven, what do you think of Bug Zapper Radio?
I think the last episode was great.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What the fuck is that to say?
Well,
what
I'm
does
just
that
saying.
Mean? You really emphasized the last episode. I thought the last episode was great.
No. Well, it was standout-ish. It was a standout episode.
And what did you think? The ones before it were shit, Steve?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't say it, but you know what? I felt it. Did you double clutch when you said that?
I double clutched a little bit.
Steve, speaking of Tommy Lee Jones, I just thought of something. Has Tommy Lee Jones ever fucking aged?
No, but Tommy Lee Jones also looked old when he was young.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him supposedly young, because every picture I see of him is the same.
Well, sometimes, like, I don't know, I have this weird habit when I see something on TV and I don't, like, I'll recognize the movie or the series or whatever. I'm, like, really interested in seeing when it was produced, like, when it came out.
Jesus.
So, like I'll see somebody, I'm like, oh, is that this actor? Well, I'm like, what the fuck year is this? That's, like, the first thing I think when I'm watching something and I recognize somebody.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I have the Western... I guess the Western cable channel that just shows 24-hour Westerns. I had that in my favorite, so I'm going through, and I'm watching this Western for like 5 minutes, and then there's Tommy Lee Jones. I'm like, dude, this is like a Western from like the 60s. So I look it up. It's like 1973.
Jesus.
And I'm like, dude, he looks like Tommy Lee Jones from Men in Black 3. Like, he looks exactly the same.
Tommy, search for young Tommy Lee Jones. He looks like he's 48.
Right?
Every picture. Jesus.
He just hasn't changed. He's a vampire. He's like a Keanu Reeves-style vampire.
What do you mean, Keanu Reeves-style vampire?
Haven't you ever seen those pictures of some dude that, like, has this portrait of himself, and it's
what?
Keanu Reeves? Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, are you suggesting Keanu Reeves is a fucking vampire? So, how old do you think Keanu Reeves is, if you really think he's a vampire?
Well, officially, according to IMDb, I think he's like 50, isn't he?
Jesus. But, okay, so they're saying this picture was from 1875. It's a painting of a guy holding an apple and looking like exactly like Keanu Reeves, actually. So, yeah. Jesus Christ, 1875. It's pretty fucking old. It's amazing how fucking not good at acting he's gotten over the years. Being a full adult actor since just after the Civil War.
I think he tried to like make like a bet with himself and try to see how many movies he can make with saying less and less words per movie.
Yeah.
It started with Matrix and then it dwindled down to less and less. And then he did what was the one with the fucking alien that he's the alien that comes to steal the animals.
Oh, I don't fucking know, Steve. I can't.
The day that the earth stood still.
I can't do that shit. So you think he's a vampire? Great. I don't think Tommy Lee Jones. Let me ask you this, Steve. I need to really evaluate where your head's at. Do you believe that there are vampires on Earth?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure, because when you go around saying Keanu Reeves is a vampire, I don't know if you're being sarcastic, okay?
Yeah, it's all
And one sarcastic. Time you pretended to be a fucking sorcerer or whatever the fuck you were. I don't remember. It was in your past, I know, but it's still a fucking permanent mark that you had LARPed in the past.
Oh. No, I never used magic.
What did you use? Stealth?
Yep. I was the fat, stealthy guy.
Nice. Very good. Christ. You know who else never changed? Rodney Dangerfield. Never changed. There's just like nope. this crop of people that look the same. Keanu Reeves, okay? Nick Cage, Tommy Lee Jones, Rodney Dangerfield. And because they've never changed, Nick Cage had to have changed, though.
No, Nick Cage has gotten thinning hair, but that's it. His face hasn't changed. It's just his hair that's changed.
His face got fat, didn't it?
It got wider, I think.
Clayton from Texas is saying Sparky Anderson never changed. He was 83 his entire life.
Yes. Every baseball card I have of Sparky Anderson is the exact same age. The
fucking white hair since birth. Christ. Holy shit. There's a picture of him, and he looks like he would be young, but he's like probably George Clooney's age, and he has a full fucking white hair, white eyebrows. It's from 1950, I think. Jesus Christ. I don't know what that is, Steve. Is that something like you just latch on to your look and then that's just what you are forever?
Maybe that's when like your testosterone output just levels off.
Oh, maybe.
At the exact same thing, so you're just like cruise control.
Yeah. God, all these names. Leslie Nielsen never aged. Fuck.
No. From Airplane to like the last Naked Gun, he looked exactly the same.
True.
And that's like 20 years. It's got to be 20 years.
This is a challenge. Okay, if it's not a black and white picture, I defy you to come up with what year the picture of Leslie Nielsen was taken from. That is impossible. That should be in those stupid bar games that people just dump $5 bills into.
Yeah. No, but you know how you could tell? By the quality of the picture.
You
couldn't judge by Leslie Nielsen's face. It's just the quality of the picture at that point.
It's true. We need just the fucking face cut out in a green background. That's it. It's impossible. Okay, there's one where he looks a little old. I gotta say, he looks more like fucking Lloyd Bridges.
God.
But shit. Never
that's,
aged.
That's an actor I haven't heard of in forever.
He was the
other Bridges brother.
Yeah. What was the fucking thing in Seinfeld? Oh, where's Frank when you need him? By the way, someone asked about Frank today on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. A guy named Jeff DiTavio.
Okay.
He writes, and I think he's from, what the fuck was it, Sandwich something? I'm sorry, I'm really bad. Sandwich Humor Productions?
Okay.
I don't know.
That clears that up.
He's from Sandwich Humor.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Did we lose Frank again? Is what he wrote on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
You sure he's not just quoting a former episode?
No, he wrote, did we lose Frank again? The pod has been very calm and peaceful without him. I agree, but we need a little bit
of
that.
Is that a compliment, or is that... Or is
I don't know. Does he
that?
Like chaos? Does he like just Frank just going off the goddamn rails and yelling at us? I don't know.
Well, peaceful pod, huh?
Some peaceful pod right there. What do you think, Steve? Sally Kellerman, vampire or not?
No.
Okay.
Because she has definitely aged. We looked at her old pictures, and she was better looking in her youth.
That's true. She was actually quite a dish. Fucking kill me. Someone take a machete and lop my head off and put it on the back of a tortoise and write Hola DEA on it. I've been watching Breaking Bad, Steve. I'm addicted. By the way, I have not deviated from my goal of having Sally Kellerman on the show.
Like I said, that's all you. I can't support your drive to get her on.
You've secured the interview with Kelly Alley or Ali. I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll say it wrong and then whatever. But we're going to interview her. A little bit of a botched scheduling thing with this.
Well, yeah.
As we do the show at 10 p.m. Eastern, and she's in fucking London.
It'd be 2 a.m.
Yeah,
it'd
be 2 a.m. to start the interview. Probably not the best idea. So we have to pre-record that one. And we'll have that for you, I think, next week, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
We should.
So I want you to get on the goddamn Sally Kellerman train, the Hidden Valley Ranch Express.
It's all you.
It's me. I found her official Twitter. It's @Sally_Kellerman.
See, you're halfway there.
I don't know what to write to her, though.
All right. You want help with that, don't you?
You have the touch. If for some reason, you are able to
elicit a response.
You get a response. That's the key.
That's the main step, man.
And not only that, you get an excited response. That like people are the people you've contacted are happy that you've written the things you've written to them.
Well, yeah, but you have, to elicit response, you have to first be complimentary.
Now, keep in mind, I'm limited here. I have 140 characters. I don't have her on Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter is...
Twitter's rough.
Twitter's a narrower channel.
That's so help me write my tweet to her. It's the only avenue I have. What's your formula? You have to say you're a big fan, right? You have to indicate your fandom or your level of interest.
No, you don't have to say you're a big fan. You just have to recognize something.
Okay.
You could even, like, if they're famous enough, you could go into, like, their videos and see what they interview about and what they want to talk about.
Okay.
And say that as your first thing, you know, just to hook them. Because you know they'll be interested. Even if it's something old, they'll remember doing an interview about it or speak to them.
Hey, I'd like to talk to you on my podcast. I loved Back to School and Hidden Valley Ranch.
You don't do podcasts first. That's like the last thing.
Sally, I loved your salad dressing commercials.
That's a good start.
Please get back to me.
Very good follow-up.
That's it. I loved your salad dressing commercials. Please get back to me. You think that's a good one?
No, we need a little more. You'd say... Is that all your characters? Come on, that's like a third, right?
A third of what? Oh, I mean the length. I'll write it now. I'll write it right now as we're just doing this, so that they know exactly how much I have.
Yeah, we got to do this.
So @Sally_Kellerman. Okay.
Wow, she got really creative.
I am a fan of your salad.
Say fan. Dressing, man, I don't have to do
commercials.
That. Just say I love Hidden Valley Ranch, if you really want to go that route.
I love...
Just say you love her album, because that's what she's doing now, and that's what she'll be interested in.
So you think, talking about her music?
Yes.
Lying, okay, saying that I love her music. I love your album.
Oh, you can absolutely lie.
And your work with Rodney... Dangerfield.
Work with Rodney Dangerfield is better than saying you love
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Nuggets.
Would you please talk to me?
Respond. Say respond.
I want to be inside you.
What? There you go. That's a really reply.
I'd like to interview you. No, talk to you. You on...
On my podcast.
My podcast. Hashtag ranch.
Shit.
Ranch.
Ranch.
I'm out of... I have four characters left. So I have... I love your album and your work with Rodney Dangerfield and Hidden Valley Ranch. I, you know what? I can free up some characters by going with the classic comma here. Yep. I love your album, your work with Rodney Dangerfield, comma, and Hidden Valley Ranch. I'd like to talk with you on my podcast, hashtag ranch. Nope, too much. I've got six characters. Five characters after podcast. Call it a day.
So hashtag and five characters.
Yeah, right. Yeah, basically. Hashtag and four characters. Sally Kellerman, I love your album, your work with Rodney Dangerfield, and Hidden Valley Ranch. I'd like to talk with you on my podcast. Goal.
Need.
Need. In all caps? Or am I going to be desperate? Need. just uppercase need?
Yes.
Okay, at Sally Kellerman, I love your album, your work with Rodney Dangerfield, and Hidden Valley Ranch. I'd like to talk to you on my podcast, hashtag uppercase need. All right.
What happened to ranch?
Tweet. I didn't have space for ranch. I can only do four characters. So I've tweeted it. So we should have her on in 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
I think she'll be on in 2 weeks. Hidden Valley Ranch.
Just don't link our old podcast.
Why? You think she'll be turned off by the one where I suggest her cunt is a dipping bowl?
I
did that
know.
On this one too, didn't I? Oh well.
Yes, I think you've done it on the last like four.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
If you listen to any of those, you're not going
to
do this.
I like to call them Sally Squeezins. I wrap my legs around a cucumber. And squirt into a fucking bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch. Clayton is saying that she might find it endearing. I don't fucking think so. I basically said that that her old woman vagina is a vessel for salad dressing. I don't think anybody's flattered by that. I don't think so. Sparky Anderson would kick your ass. Say that about his mom. Punch you right in the fucking face.
I don't think anybody spoke about his mom because they all realized she was dead.
She didn't exist. He's actually the first human that was ever created.
Sparky Anderson is Adam.
Yeah, when they asked him his nationality, he just said Clay.
Sparky and Eve.
Jesus. Anyway. All right, why don't we wrap this up, Steve? By the way, Amazon. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Buy stuff. You go there all the time. You know what? Christmas is on the way. There are birthdays. People are probably having anniversary gifts that need to be purchased. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click on our link. Go there. Buy things. Now, here's what happens. You get whatever you wanted, just as you normally would have from Amazon. And we get a small kickback. And we get to use that to buy better equipment and to host events like the upcoming Hear Us Talk Olympics. Okay? Thank you. So go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. 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 Thank you very much. Steven, is there anything you'd like to say?
Itadakimasu.
You gonna bite the pepper?
I'll bite it.
Okay. Special thanks go out to Clayton from Texas for calling in. Thank you very much, buddy. Thanks to Jeff DeTavio for inquiring about Frank and confusing me and making me unaware as to if you like him or not. Don't really care, though. Thank you for writing, reaching out. Be sure to go to HearUsTalk.com. Subscribe to our shows. It's Best in Show Radio, Geeks of Rage, And of course, Bug Zapper Radio, which will be live tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, HeroesTalk.com. We'll see you there. Have a good week. Thank you.
Give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.